USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, saying,
one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have 3 effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill.
President Biden spending part of his Monday meeting virtually with the President of Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 15-year-old boy in Arkansas has lost his fight to survive after being shot at a school. He was airlifted to a hospital this morning and later died. Police say another 15-year-old student targeted him during a class break and then took off. The suspect was tracked by dogs 30 minutes later. He apparently was still armed but surrendered peacefully. Prosecutors will decide whether to charge him as an adult or child within the next 48 hours. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas also pushes back on the theory that there's a crisis at the border.
I have explained that quite clearly. We are challenged at the border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are meeting that challenge.
The Dow giving a thumbs up to the first day of March, gaining 603 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gab CEO on Sunday said his account was among those compromised in a hack of the social media website. Andrew Torba describing the attackers as mentally ill demon hackers. Gab is a competitor to larger companies like Twitter and Facebook, along with upstarts such as Parler. Gab and Parler are sites that many conservatives feel like they have to use because their speech is being limited on bigger social media sites such as Twitter and Facebook. As far as if our First Amendment right does seem to be eroding, Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul tells the Washington Examiner,
without question, yes. And people are asking, where are the good liberals? You know, the good liberals are the ones I like to work with on libertarian issues of privacy or speech. Used to be people who said, gosh, we'll defend, you know, to the nth degree, the freedom of the press, the freedom of expression. Now they're saying, oh, we're for freedom if we like what you say, but not if we don't. And it was appalling to me to hear two Democrat members of Congress say that they would actually shut down television news networks, and they're trying to get the parents to sort of deplatform, you know, the cable company to deplatform news organizations.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging President Biden to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics if they aren't moved from China. Pompeo saying in part broadly, because we don't want to reward Chinese propaganda. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.